Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Greetings, and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. Several years ago, I had the great pleasure of going to see the Grand Canyon in the state of Arizona. I'd always wanted to see this natural wonder of the world, but I finally had the opportunity. I had seen many canyons before during my lifetime, and I love to go and explore in them, or just gaze upon their beauty. But no canyon that I had ever seen before could compare to the sheer size, scale, glory, and magnificence of the Grand Canyon. It truly does deserve its title, Grand. The Grand Canyon is 9 to 18 miles wide, 277 miles long, and 1 mile deep. Just think what you could fit inside that vast area. It truly is mind-boggling. The size and the vastness of the Grand Canyon disorientates you. As I approached its side, I felt myself becoming dizzy. I was losing my balance. And as we walked out onto the glass platform, which goes over the edge of the canyon, your senses are sent reeling as the earth plummets beneath your feet. The majesty of it all is just impossible to describe. Thinking about my experience coming face to face with the Grand Canyon, it reminds me of the human experience of coming face to face with God. We all know in our hearts and our minds that God is big, that He is powerful, that His thoughts are deep, and His love is wide. We have met folks who embody, at least in part, some of these characteristics. But nothing, and I mean nothing, can prepare us to come into God's presence. When God gives us a glimpse of Himself, it takes us back. When we see how truly deep and wide and majestic and awesome He really is, it throws our senses out of kilter, and we may feel dizzy and off balance. For nothing we've ever experienced before can prepare us for a meeting with God. We cannot comprehend how magnificent He is, His holiness, His dominion, His perfection, His justice, His power, His wisdom. We just have nothing to which we can compare it. It is so far above all that we can experience, it blows our minds. And when we are struck by this fact, the thought comes rushing into our minds, how will we ever get to God? He's perfect. He's holy. He's wise. He's wonderful. He's majestic, and His works are so superior to my measly little pitiful works that it isn't even funny. In fact, it's scary. The chasm between us and God is enormous. It's as if we're standing on one edge of the Grand Canyon and God was perched on the other end. God calls us to come to Him, but the width, the depth, and the sheer impossibility of doing such a thing makes us despair. We despair because the chasm between God and us is caused by our sinful rebellion. We consciously disregard God's commands and His decrees, and every time we do, the gap just gets deeper and bigger. There is no hope of us ever crossing that divide. But God, in His infinite mercy and wisdom, was well aware of this fact. That's why He crossed the divide for us in the person of Jesus Christ, His Son. Jesus came to our side, being born as a real, live, flesh and blood human being in the manger in Bethlehem. He bridged the cavernous divide when He died for us. Picture the Grand Canyon, with a cross being lowered down inside it. The cross beam reaches from God's end of the canyon to ours on the opposite side. Jesus comes across that beam and he meets us, and he picks us up, and he carries us to God. He's like the good shepherd who comes to find the lost sheep. And when he does, he puts him on his shoulders and he carries him home. Nothing we could ever do will bridge the gap between us and God. It is only what God has done through Jesus Christ that makes access to God possible. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus Christ to come to us so that he might rescue us from sin and bring us safely to you through his cross and his resurrection. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.